All right. So yeah, let's talk about sport. Actually, on the topic of sport, I was just playing with it there. I've started to get a bit of cauliflower ear in this year from jiu-jitsu, so I'm gonna have to buy those like big head like ear protector things, which look so stupid, but like it's either that or like have almost any like have like 70% of my acting roles cut off forever, so like I better catch it now before it gets really noticeable. You can see just at the top here. But anyway, yeah, sport has always played a huge part in my life. It's always been massive. Like that's mostly because like my dad was huge into rugby when he was younger. He was quite well known on the scene a while back. I think he's still the only person in the old Belvedere Rugby Club to have been captain for like 4 years and 4 years in a row. And he was like really, really well known, and like he was very, very prominent in the Irish rugby scene. He actually was one of the first people who started bringing in like weightlifting as an addition to rugby training, because like most people back in his day, like they didn't do weightlifting or anything like that, but like he started going, and like he was training with all the bodybuilder lads and things like that to build up strength for rugby. I grew up with very much that culture, the culture of like personal development and like building things up and all that. When I was in primary school, I tried playing a bit of football, but I'm quite coordinated from like here to about here. And then like once it gets to my feet, that's when it just cuts off and I turn into like a bumbling like maniac where like I just can't control anything. So I always preferred being a defender or a goalkeeper, because like as a goalkeeper, I could just jump in front of stuff and that would be fine. As a defender, I could I would be able to get my foot in the way and get the ball off and then pass it and then not have to worry about it. But like whenever I played striker or whatever, I was like, oh God, and like tripping over myself almost. So it was so, so weird, or like so difficult for me to just like get my feet working. So I did that. After that, I started moving away from football. I did a little bit of cross country running when I was still in primary school. I wasn't particularly good at it, but I was very good at finishing. If you know what I mean, like I wasn't fast, but I was always like, if I have a goal, like I'll always get there. So that was good. I think it was like whenever we did like training for it in school, like I would just be constantly going. While some people would stop, I would always like keep going. So that was the one thing I was good at. I wasn't fast, but I could do that. I was good at pacing myself, I guess would be the way to say that. But like I was just always active as a kid, like, and it was quite to my advantage, I think, because like I grew up watching Matrix and Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and all this kind of stuff. So like, you know, because I had enough space when I was a kid, like I had a garden which was big enough, like I'd go around, like I have like sticks and stuff, and I like would be able to do all the like twirly stuff with the sticks and all that, and I was always just like practicing that, like not intentionally, just I was playing around and I just end up getting quite good at it. I can still like do lots of like weird like sticks and like twirling it around my fingers and stuff because I'm a huge nerd. But I do that, and like there were trees nearby. I was constantly climbing trees. It's weird. I'm scared of heights, but I love climbing. Go figure. But like, yeah, when I was a kid, I was always like climbing trees and stuff like that. And like, so I was constantly doing all these different movement things. And especially like after my brother went to school in Ireland, like he started getting really into rugby. And that was before I'd gotten into it and I was still a young kid, but like I'd then see my brother in the gym, because like my dad built like a gym out of a shed, he built like a shed that had like a gym in it, just like some free weights and like a squat rack and things like that. And like I'd go down and I'd watch, and like I'd sometimes go on the bike just so that I was doing something as well, but I'd watch my brother working on shit like and stuff like that, so I'd be like, okay, so that's what I'm doing, that's what I should be doing anyway. And I think I remember also, like, I really liked parkour for a time. I was like I actually got okay at it. Like I was able to do some of the vaults and things like that. And I wasn't too bad at it. I could do like lots of running. The whole like getting up ledges and things, like I wasn't particularly good at that. Like when you catch and then you like climb up, I wasn't good at that. I just like I don't know, it didn't work for me. I think it was just like because I always tried to do like pull up and then like do that kind of thing, which is just a very static movement, doesn't work. But like I got really into that, and then I was always kind of like doing that, and then like I moved over to Ireland, and I started playing rugby, and like it was like I was all right. I actually like my hands were a little bit clumsy, so like my hands weren't the best, and I was never the fastest or anything like that. I got a lot faster as time went on, but like when I was first there, like I was very like, I'd get the ball and be like, ooh, just kind of like, it took me a while to get going. And for whatever reason, like I had a lot of trouble with when the ground got muddy, like I'd have a lot of trouble keeping my grip. Like I'm very flat footed. So like I just slide a lot. But like as time went on, I got better. I was very good at tackling. Defensively, I was very good. I remember like I played a few matches like towards the end of like when I was playing rugby where like I would literally be running from one end of the pitch, make a tackle, the ball would go to the other, like the ball would be passed back to like the other end of the team, and I'd run around because I knew that like half of the team were inept, like were just completely incapable of actually making a tackle and defending the line. So I was literally running from one end to the other, like sprinting back and forth just to cover the line. And stuff like that. So like that was my specialty, I guess. Around that time that weightlifting became a lot more important in my life, was because like I was finding that I actually enjoyed that a lot more than rugby. Like I really enjoyed, like I started off, like I remember the first time I went in the gym, I did squats. Squats was the first thing that I ever trained in the gym, like, and I got, you know, the weight on my thing, and I got like the little box behind, which like nobody, like so few people know what the box is for, and like think like a lot of people were like, oh, it's to check like the level that you go to, and like, but it's really actually just, it's a different exercise. But like I remember like when I first got it on, and like I put the weights on, and I was like, okay, here we go, that feels weird, oh wait, oh, okay, cool. And then I finished it and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And like, that was all I did. I just did like a couple of sets of, like I did like 6 sets of squats, but that was all I did. And then I left, and that was like some Saturday evening when like the gym was open. And I remember like waking up the next day, cause I was, you know, still very young. And my legs are in so much pain. But I was like, that's awesome. I can directly feel an effect from what I did. Like obviously my legs weren't like huge immediately, but like, it was so cool because I could like actually feel, I was like, oh, I did a thing and now I can feel a thing. So I can tell that I did a thing, you know? So like, I started really getting into weightlifting and like fitness and stuff like that. And like, that just became such a huge part of training. After a while I stopped playing rugby and I just kept doing my own fitness things, looking up different ways of working out, and like nutrition came a good while down the line, but like I started off just go like, okay, what are the things that I can do on my own just to develop, like, and like I just loved bodybuilding. Like obviously I was never going to be as big as like an actual professional bodybuilder, but I loved the idea of just like carving something out like with weight training and things like that. And then I remember in school, actually, when I first tried out MMA, like I went to a couple of classes, and then one of the teachers, like the housemaster or whatever, he said, like, I didn't say it was okay for you to go take a bus to go and train in this MMA gym. You're not to go anymore. So, when I was in first year of college, as I started again going, and it was like it really clicked with me. Like it's like it's really been a huge part of my life ever since, and it's been fun. Anyway, oh, I forgot to mention,